The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. I am your host, Ben Armstrong, as always. America's future is at risk. I think we all know it is. But we've got to get into a whole bunch of stuff, especially what's been going on in the world that puts America at risk. And, well, there's a lot going on in the world that puts us at risk. Grant Stinchfield talking about the bridge collapse and giving a whole bunch of details. And, well, I want to bring you a lot of that conversation that he had on his show. So let's get right to it, shall we? And not waste too much time. Take a listen.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Stinchfield. I will tell you what, we are getting more questions that need to be answered than we're getting answers about this bridge collapse at Baltimore and the crash that led up to it. Do you know that we are now learning that there were 13 Centers for Disease Control containers on board this ship? Those containers are labeled hazmat. We're told an elite Coast Guard group was inspecting those containers, but we garnered this information from the Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency. Why is CISA investigating this crash that the FBI was very quick to tell us was an accident? So now we've got these containers from the CDC that were headed to Sri Lanka, by the way. That's where the Dolly was headed, to Sri Lanka. What was in the containers? These are things we want to know. Where?
Why is our intelligence agencies trying to say that it wasn't a terrorist attack before you could ever possibly rule it out? That was number one. That right away indicated that there's something more. The way the boat could have thrown his anchor down and not turned. Now we're hearing that the boat did throw his anchor down, but if he did, all he had to do was not turn. But he turned right into it. There's a lot of questions that have to be answered, but I'm not buying anything that our intelligence agencies are saying. Except for the ones that have a track record of telling the truth in these situations. Let me go back to Grant.
Where were they headed? Did this have anything to do with the crash? Then today we learn that the black box apparently is missing data from 2 minutes before the crash. This is National Transportation Safety Board investigators.
At 0124 and 59 seconds, numerous audible alarms were recorded on the ship's audio, bridge audio. About the same time, VDR sensor data ceased recording. However, the VDR audio continued to record using the redundant power source. At around 0126 and 2 seconds, the VDR resumed recording sensor data. And during this time, there were steering commands and rudder orders recorded on the audio.
So those steering commands recorded on the audio, but the auto disappears. How does that happen? See, I don't believe in coincidences. If you look at the video of this, again, nothing makes sense. We were told now over the last few days that the wind was blowing at 13 knots, and that could account for the ship twisting in the channel. But if you look at the water there, it is crystal smooth. Anyone that's a sailor knows that doesn't look like 13-knot winds along that water. Now, also, the pilot did drop anchor, according to investigators. That is protocol when you lose engine power. He also went right full rudder, which apparently turned the ship towards the column of the bridge. The question becomes, why would you drop anchor and turn full right rudder? Why wouldn't you just drop anchor and let it stop in the direction you're going and leave the bridge out of it? unless they didn't have control of it somehow. You know, this maneuver of the reverse thrusters, the right full rudder, and dropping anchor. Do you know what ship did the exact same maneuver? The Titanic. That's exactly what happened to the Titanic when it hit that giant iceberg. So all of this is raising very questions, because the ship now had on board 764 tons of hazardous materials on board. This, again, is NTSB investigators talking about the hazardous materials on board.
Some of the hazmat containers were breached. We have seen sheen on the waterway. The federal, state, and local authorities are aware of that, and they will be in charge of addressing those issues.
Remember, folks, the FBI came out very quickly and said this was all an accident. How would they know that? I'm not telling you it's terrorism. I'm not telling you it's on purpose, but I'm not telling you it's not. Because any investigator would know you've got to look at all of the data, you've got to look at all of the evidence, and then make a determination. How do they come out hours after this and make a determination that this was an accident? With the hazardous materials, the CDC containers on board, now you have a major port cut off. This is an economic disaster, including hazardous materials in the water. You know what happens now when it comes to cleanup.
Hold on. Remember that this is a major port, and that's the key, that our enemies have been looking at our infrastructure. Remember, China sent that balloon that went across our entire United States and gathered a whole bunch of information. A lot of that would have to do with what are the key routes that you can cut off, and what should you hit first if you're in preparation of doing a surprise attack. To me, this fits hand in glove with that balloon surveillance. They have figured out that this is one of, or maybe the most key ports that you could hit that is going to affect our shipping all the way across the country, because it handles things that other ports can't handle. I'm not going to go into everything, but it was purposefully cased out as far as I'm concerned. It's too coincidental for that not to be the case. So don't forget, this is very, very strategic. This port is very, very key moving forward in America's life. And if we didn't have all the dangers of World War III going on at this time, it would already be very key in affecting our economy. Without all these other dangers, and you add in all these other dangers, and it's hard to say any of this is coincidence. In fact, I hate even trying to say that I'm giving them the benefit. It could be coincidence. I don't think there's a chance this is coincidence. Here's more.
And the regulatory environment surrounding all of that. So was this an attack? Well, investigative journalist Laura Logan is convinced it was. She has sources deep inside the federal government. She talked to her own Steve Bannon. Listen to her.
Why are you coming to the mic telling the country that it's not terrorism when your own intelligence agencies are telling you it is? And I know they are, because I didn't make this up. These are not my words, right? I'm talking to people who are on the inside, some who are on active duty, some who are retired, and everyone, literally from critical infrastructure in Department of Homeland Security to the intelligence agencies, they know there's no other. This is a cyber attack on a critical infrastructure corridor for the United States.
All right, Laura Logan made a very interesting point that unless you attack the United States military, almost every other kind of attack against the United States goes unnoticed with no response, from cyber attacks to possibly a critical infrastructure attack like this, maybe combining the two. Then it was brought to my attention from whistleblowers inside the Chinese Communist Party working with the new federal state of China that they have something called remote towing technology. They used it on billionaire Chinese dissident Miles Guo's yacht, the Lady May, going back to 2017 when the FBI launched an investigation that the Lady May lost engine power. Miles Guo and the whistleblowers say it was the Chinese Communist Party using the technology called remote towing that can take over the electronics of boats, of planes, trucks, and cars. This is how Miles Guo described it a couple years ago.
The CCP is absolutely capable of doing this. The remote towing technology of the CCP is very mature. I have seen it myself before, I dare say it now. This is why the yacht Lady May lost control in the Hudson River when I was on it. She lost control, then I suddenly remembered it's the CCP has remote towing technology. Then I immediately put my phone to the other boat next to her. Then Lady May returned to normal. When I put my phone back on Lady May, she lost control again. Eventually, it was determined that my phone had been hacked. When the FBI investigated, they were all stunned. This was the first case they had ever seen. And they finally understood that the CCP had mastered the technology of remote towing. When I met with the CIA, they were also very surprised. They were convinced that the CCP now had this capability as well. In my testimony, I told all the relevant government agencies many times that the CCP is capable of hacking into and controlling all the modern computerized electronics in the United States. Anything that has a computer, a chip, a plane, a car, a yacht, or a boat, including the smart home electronics in your home, the CCP can hack and control them all. So for anyone who has to deal with the evil CCP, we can't underestimate them.
All right, now look, folks, I don't know if the CCP is behind this or not, but I would hope that federal investigators are looking into this instead of coming out and telling the public that no, by all accounts, this looks like an accident when they hadn't even realized the black box was missing data.
Now, did they not realize it or are they lying? Folks, it is too much of a coincidence that it can't be a coincidence. Obviously, we are facing tremendous, tremendous danger in America. You're looking at World War III being set up, and this is the kind of thing that I have been looking for from the Chinese. The Chinese love to do things behind the scenes. They're not the ones that are going to want to do a straight out attack. They would do this type of thing. They love this stuff. And then when you combine them with Russia and Iran and how they are all working together, looking like they're ready to surprise attack us at any moment. None of this is coincidence, folks. I'm telling you, but let's get more information. Take a listen.
Nothing adds up on this, folks. Well, joining me now from the new federal state of China, the organization aimed at taking down the CCP, Roy Guo is with us. Roy, welcome to the program. Roy, you there? Audio, we got him. Roy, you there?
Yeah, sorry about that. Good to see you again, Grant. Pleasure to be here.
Good to see you, Roy. You all, the new federal state of China, has whistleblowers inside the Chinese Communist Party. What are they telling you about this so-called remote towing technology? Is it possible the Chinese use this against the Dali?
Well, first of all, I don't want to make any insinuation that the CCP is directly behind this. But I want to say, first of all, like you said, the CCP has the capability of doing this 100%. Also, they have the motive, because now CCP has been putting together the largest hacking campaign we've never seen before. And if you look at the position of the hit, like just like you show us, like the ship, the cargo container ship just hit right into the load-bearing point of the structure of the bridge and make it collapse. Right. And also, if you mentioned about the hazardous element and the maneuvering of this, and also the narratives of the media. And also, if you look at the timing of this, right, 24 hours just after the sanction placed by UK and US for hacking, for the CCP's hacking espionage campaign, this happened. So, and also, if you look at the damage, it could have a huge impact on over 110 million American people. This is the most important, one of the most important connector between North and South and in I-95. And it could like have an impact on 40% of American GDP. So I would love to learn what's the joint probability of all of these happening and still call it a accident.
Yes. And I look at this also from the biblical aspect that you have Francis Scott Key, who wrote our national anthem. He wrote it on those waters, in the ships. And to me, it looks like it's God sending another warning to America. This is it. You're facing judgment. And it's going to come. So get prepared. That's the way it seems. That's the way it's coming across. But I can't say 100% for sure. I'm just going to give you a little bit more from Grant, and then we'll move on.
You know, Roy, you raise a great point. Just from a layman's terms, you look at how the boat is maneuvering and it heads right for the column. It's got to be either a tremendous luck that it would hit dead on, because you would think with the entire space, there's a lot more space where there are no columns than when there are, to turn and hit direct hit to the column, to me, was very suspect. Not that the pilots did it on purpose. Don't know that. But something is at play here. So this remote towing technology, Miles talked about this in planes and boats and cars and these kinds of things. What are the whistleblowers saying? Have they employed this before? The whistleblowers say, yes, it was this technology that took over Miles's yacht back in 2017.
Yeah, first of all, we have the most accurate intelligence on the CCP. We have CCP insiders, the whistleblowers inside Communist China, risking their lives to bring all the pieces of intelligence and information. And we have been verified in a lot of issues, I believe, in our show as well. Grant, you are the very first person to tell the American audience. And remember the time of this. This was 7 years ago when Miles' yacht lost control. Basically, the CCP used this, hacked into his phone and used this remote control, remote towing technology to control the yacht. And the yacht basically was spinning in the middle of Hudson River. And also, Miles' family was on board. So basically, the CCP wanted to disappear him and his whole family. And later there were investigations into this. The intelligence agencies, FBI, was investigating in this. And also people were arrested. But still, like the public, American people still didn't know what actually happened. So, yeah. But the CCP actually have the capability. Actually, you know what? The MH370, the missing Malaysia airline, MH370, actually, we believe it was crashed through this technology as well. It's remote control, remote towing technology by the CCP.
And that would be that, of course, the Malaysian Airlines, MH370, still really hasn't figured out exactly what happened there. There were Chinese witnesses on board that plane that it would have been in the CCP's best interest to not have them go any further. So it's an interesting assessment.
Yeah, folks. It's the day and age in which we live, but I have to look at more than what the CCP can do. We have to look at what is going on in the world, what is going on in Israel, what is going on with America. Are we on the verge of World War III? Do the American people, you don't even have to be a Christian, and do the American people have a sense that something crazy is going on? It's funny, they do, but a lot of them ignore it and say, yeah, but, and they want to move on with their life, I'm sure, because you don't want to worry about these things. But those who have been watching and watching closely know that we are in an area in which it feels like we could have something strike at any moment. When you're, like I've said before, when you mess around with war, even if your original intent was never to go to war, things can escalate and make you go to war that you weren't even anticipating. But I don't think this is a situation in which the Chinese and the Russians aren't aware. I think this is, they are setting it up, and it's just a matter of when do they pull the trigger? And that's a scary thought to think, well, that's all it is. It's a matter of when they will pull the trigger. And it might be. That's all there is left to do, is to know that this could happen at any time. So now I ask you, are you prepared? And I don't mean just in, some people would think I mean survival. I mean, are you prepared by having the right relationship with Jesus? Because if we're this close to some sort of surprise attack, do you have the relationship you need to be with God? Have you given yourself over to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Are you ready to meet him? And I hope that you go and tell your family members, tell everyone that you can, that, look, America is on the verge of going under. And do you want to risk it all, or do you want to give your life over to Jesus? Here's all you have to do. Say, Jesus, I believe you died on the cross. And after 3 days, you rose again, and I believe you are the Savior of the world, and I give you my sins. Come into my heart and save me. You are the only way to heaven. I trust in you. Folks, if you've done that and you give it over to him, you can be free. Oh, death, where is thy sting? I hope that you keep paying attention, keep watching, and warning other people. Let's get as many people saved as possible. That's what we need to do. Thank you for listening. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya.
Hey guys, hit the subscribe button right now.
Well, that's correct, Tom. I've been outside the courthouse all day trying to get a comment that I can chop up and take out of context in order to fit, you know, our narrative.
Other than Hunter's laptop, the phone calls, meetings, photographs, receipts, confessions, and the whistleblower testimony, there's zero evidence to suggest any crime was committed.
Congress uncovers new evidence of corruption against Biden, and a new indictment against Trump is filed, and we're not allowed to mention the coincidence here.
We're hearing that this variant could be the worst yet, and since 80% of our revenue is from Big Pharma, we will be scaring you into taking the next round of vaccines.
TheNewAmerican.com. Subscribe now to the most fiercely independent, unapologetically American news magazine out there. Get it delivered online into your home for 25% off the first year. No more. Do more.